Adele, thank you very much. As I said in the earlier service, it's just lovely to be in Rowledge on this occasion. And Ian has preached my sermon for me. He's done it brilliantly. But I want to begin with really a trip down memory lane for one or two of us here. And I've got to consult my notes on this. So, put it this way, Sam has just gone out. I'm not going to tell you what the year of her birth was, but I'm going to talk about 1974. Actually, I've known Sam since she was seven, so lovely to see you again. So, here's the trip down memory lane for some of you. 1974, the three-day week. 1974, the Prime Ministers were Ted Heath, followed by Harold Wilson. Who can tell me who won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974?
ABBA.
Adele, it's no wonder that thing went, wow.
I know.
It was ABBA singing Waterloo. Tony knew that, but just wanted to let you have the
glory.
Didn't you?
Let have the glory.
Just, yeah, let her have a chance. Okay. On a darker note, Lord Lucan disappeared. On an even darker note, it was the Guildford pub bombing with the IRA. John Pertwee stepped down from being Doctor Who. It was the year in which Victoria Beckham... Here's your next one, Nan Adele.
Hmm?
Who else was born in 74 apart from Posh Slice?
David Beckham. A lot of people.
Hopeless. A lot of people. It was Robbie Williams.
Oh. You can keep
and
him.
Sam.
And Sam.
So, that was 1974. That's your kind of quiz. Oh, and if you're a Man U supporter, then you would have been in mourning because Man U were relegated from what was then called the First Division.
Oh,
isn't that
what,
sad?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I see you're from Yorkshire. Right. So here's a quiz. In that same year, a book was published which was a runaway bestseller. It had a bright yellow cover and a very, very unusual title. Now, I'll let you into a secret. When I asked this at the previous service, Leslie came up with a stunning answer. She said it was Yellow Pages. It wasn't Yellow Pages. So this is a book with a bright yellow cover. And down in the corner of the cover, on the right-hand side, bottom right, a little sketch of a very forlorn-looking little girl. Any clues? Well, the answer is it was a book called Mr. God, This Is Anna. And it really did just storm away. It was hugely popular in the 1970s. And it's a story of a little girl who was apparently, no one knows what the truth of this is, but it's a story, a novel really, of a little girl who was found in the East End of London. She was all on her own, standing by some railings, and Finn, the author of this story, found her. She got nowhere to go, and he took her home for his mum to look after her. That's how the story goes. And she turned out to be a very wise and rather whimsical little girl who kept coming up with very unusual phrases. And one that I remember from the book was the difference between a person and an angel is easy. A person is more on the outside, but an angel is more on the inside. And I like that. And I don't know why that particular phrase has stayed with me. And this is the first time I've ever used it in a sermon, but I think there's something very beautiful about it. And when we talk about angels, as Ian said, we all know that it's about messengers. But you may or may not know that the kind of concept of angels didn't come with Christianity or with Judaism. It came from Zoroastrianism. So that was the religion that was fairly powerful in what is now Iran, at least 500 years. Some people claim even earlier than that. And that idea of angels gradually infiltrated the Jewish religion and eventually found its way into Christianity. And I like that idea. So, I want you now to come with me back to that reading that Adele put up on the screen. Because there were precedents, not only in Judaism, but in the Greek religion, for people when they were asleep having what they thought was an angelic or godlike messenger come to them. If you were very ill and living in Greece in the centuries before Christ, then you might have believed in a god called Asclepius. And you would go to the healing temple. The most famous was at Epidaurus, and another famous was at Pergamon. So you went on a kind of pilgrimage. And when you got there, you handed money to the priests. So nothing's changed, really. that was Tony speaking. That wasn't me. So you handed your money to the priest. And then, curiously, you then went to sleep in a kind of long, specially built building. And when you were asleep, you believed that the god Asclepius would give you instructions what you had to do to make yourself better. Sometimes you stayed there for, you know, a couple of weeks. Sometimes it was just one night. But you would hope and pray that the god, Asclepius in this case, would come and help you understand why you were sick and what would make you better. That was several hundred years before Jesus. Now, I find that story that Ian was referring to and Adele put up on the screen absolutely fascinating. Because if you look at that story of Joseph's dream, as a psychiatrist might, you would say, well, of course. He was very conflicted. He didn't know what he could do about Mary. He didn't know why she was pregnant. You know, it's all a terrible kind of anxiety for him. So it's no wonder that in his dream, all those anxieties were resolved. So he resolved not to divorce Mary. Obviously he'd thought about it, but he resolved not to. So I have a question, I think, from that. That's how a psychiatrist might interpret it, but I wonder if we can add another layer to the interpretation. Suppose for the moment, if God is God, then he doesn't just have to, as it were, come to us when we're conscious, but can be with us when we're dreaming. I'm not suggesting the dreams we have come from God, but nevertheless, suppose God be God, then consciousness is not going to get in the way of him bringing his healing and gentle love to us. And I find that really both puzzling and quite liberating in a way. That when we offer ourselves to God, he very gently comes to be with us, conscious or not. Now the fact is, all of us are rather pitiful human beings. We're so complex. All of us here have problems and difficulties in our lives. Of course we do. That's what makes us human. And what we're looking for from God, amongst other things, is for some of those conflicts which are incredibly painful to be resolved. And it may be, that the messengers who resolve those things for us, as it were, come from God. I want to add one thing more. I think our churches are packed with angels. I don't just mean, you know, fluttery beings, I mean the people who come to church. Those people who, with a smile or a gentle touch, whatever it may be, somehow, without them being anywhere near aware of it, somehow become an angel to us. That's my experience, as it may be yours. Let me give an example from my own life. Earlier this week, I was taking a funeral in a church in North Bedfordshire, right on the Northamptonshire border. And it was a very sad occasion, somebody I'd known extremely well, but it was also a wonderful occasion because the place was packed, absolutely packed. And the widow just smiled at me at a moment when she must have been going through terrible anguish inside. "Hello, Bishop," she said, and just smiled. "Thank you for coming." Now for me, for that split second, she was an angel. You will all have had a very similar experience with people you've met. So I suggest that what we need to think and pray about is not something we need to do consciously, but how in this coming week, as Ian was saying, how can we be messengers of God's love to others? Don't do it self-consciously. Just let God be God in your life. And whatever happens, you're not going to know that you're an angel to somebody else. But the chances are you will be. I ended my sermon this morning, I'll end this address here in the same way. For me, this church is also, like all churches I go to, packed with angels. So thank you for being the angels in this community. Thank you for all you give to each other. And thank you especially for all you give to the people amongst whom you live. And may God's blessing be upon you like the angels were to Joseph. Amen.
Amen.
And especially to people from Bradford.